Hello and happy draft week. I'm Tori Petri with DetroitLions.com, and it is finally that week that NFL fans look forward to during the NFL offseason. One of the most exciting things about the draft is how unpredictable it is. You never know what the teams that are picking ahead of your team are going to do or who they're going to pick. But one of the other exciting parts is that we like to try and predict it anyways. Now, the Lions are picking at number 23 in this year's draft, but I wouldn't be surprised if they traded down a few picks in order to gain a couple picks back from the picks that they lost in the Haloti Ngata trade. But for the sake of the video, let's assume that they stay where they're at. Here are three picks I think make sense at 23. My overarching thought about round one of the draft is that the Lions need to go with the pick up front, whether that's on the offensive line or the defensive line. But there is one guy that I would make an exception for, and that is Georgia running back Todd Gurley. If Todd Gurley is still sitting there at number 23, I don't see any situation in which the Lions don't take him. Of course, he's coming off of an ACL tear, but in my mind, that's only a positive thing for the Lions because it's the only way he would still be around at 23. If Gurley's coming off of a healthy season, there's no way he lasts past pick number 10. But because he did have the injury, it makes him a little bit of a gamble, but I think it makes him the perfect choice for the Lions. I got to talk to Gurley when he was here on his pre-draft visit with the Lions, and I have no doubt in my mind that he will be playing back at full speed in no time. Now, at first glance, I'm not a big fan of using that first round pick on a running back, especially when you do have those needs up front. And there are good running backs in this draft, so you can get a good one in the later rounds. But if Todd Gurley is there, I don't see how you can pass him up. He has that perfect combination of speed and power to be a home run threat to complement Joique Bell. If Todd Gurley is not there, though, I think a pick along the offensive line makes the most sense. Now, Brandon Scherff out of Iowa is probably the consensus top offensive lineman in this draft, but it's likely he'll be long gone by pick number 23 himself. I like Lael Collins, an offensive lineman out of LSU. Now, he most recently played tackle for the Tigers, but he's also played guard for them, and there's been some debate about whether he'll be guard or tackle on the NFL level. He came here on a pre-draft visit, and I asked him what the Lions viewed him as, and they said they viewed him as a guard, which makes sense because the Lions are so bare at that position right now. But I think the versatility that he brings, the ability to play both guard and tackle, makes him an even more enticing prospect for the Lions at number 23, considering the situation they found themselves in last season with all the injuries along the offensive line and having to plug and play guys all season long. If you keep up with any of the mock drafts, you've probably heard this name more than once when it comes to the Lions. Texas defensive tackle Malcolm Brown. Draft experts love putting him with the Lions for good reason. They do need depth on the interior of that defensive line after the departure of Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley. Of course, the Lions acquired Haloti Ngata from Baltimore and Tyron Walker from the Saints, but I don't expect them to be done there. Danny Shelton is a talented prospect at defensive tackle, and he took a pre-draft visit here to Allen Park, but it's likely he'll be gone by 23, yet Malcolm Brown is highly regarded as well and could still be there. He's also married with two kids, which gives him that stable family man quality that head coach Jim Caldwell loves. Defensive line coach Chris Kocurek attended Brown's pro day at Texas and spoke highly of the prospect, saying he loved the consistency with which he played. Those are just three of my thoughts on what could fit at 23, but absolutely anything can happen. Make sure you stay tuned to DetroitLions.com for all of our draft coverage, including exclusive interviews as I head to Chicago to cover the event. Thanks so much for watching. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petri.